Chapter 53. All logical reasoning had evaporated from Rachel Sexton's mind. She held no thoughts for the meteorite, the mysterious GPR printout in her pocket, Ming, the horrific attack on the ice sheet. There was one matter at hand. Survival. The ice skimmed by in a blur beneath her like an endless sleek highway. Whether her body was numb with fear or simply cocooned by her protective suit, Rachel didn't know. But she felt no pain. She felt nothing. Yet. Lying on her side, attached to Talon at the waist, Rachel lay face to face with him in an awkward embrace. Somewhere ahead of them, the balloon billowed, fat with wind, like a parachute on the back of a dragster. Corky trailed behind, swerving wildly like a tractor trailer out of control. The flare marking the spot where they had been attacked had all but disappeared in the distance. The hissing of their nylon Mark IX suits on the ice grew higher and higher in pitch as they continued to accelerate. She had no idea how fast they were going now, but the wind was at least 60 miles an hour, and the frictionless runway beneath them seemed to be racing by faster and faster with every passing second. The impervious Mylar balloon apparently had no intentions of tearing or relinquishing its hold. "We need to release," she thought. They were racing away from one deadly force, directly toward another. The ocean is probably less than a mile ahead now. The thought of icy water brought back terrifying memories. The wind gusted harder, and their speed increased. Somewhere behind them, Corky let out a scream of terror. At this speed, Rachel knew they had only a few minutes before they were dragged out over the cliff into the frigid ocean. Talon was apparently having similar thoughts because he was now fighting with the payload clasp attached to their bodies. "I can't unhook us," he yelled. "There's too much tension." Rachel hoped a momentary lull in the wind might give Talon some slack, but the catabatic pulled on with relentless uniformity. Trying to help, Rachel twisted her body and rammed the toe cleat of one of her crampons into the ice, sending a rooster tail of ice shards into the air. Their velocity slowed ever so slightly. "Now," she yelled, lifting her foot. For an instant, the payload line on the balloon slackened slightly. Talon yanked down, trying to take advantage of the loose line to maneuver the payload clip out of their carabiners. Not even close. "Again," he yelled. This time they both twisted against one another and rammed their toe prongs into the ice, sending a double plume of ice into the air. This slowed the contraption more perceptibly. "Now!" On Talon's cue, they both let up. As the balloon surged forward again, Talon rammed his thumb into the carabiner latch and twisted the hook, trying to release the clasp. Although closer this time, he still needed more slack. The carabiners, Nora had bragged, were first-rate, Joker safety clips, specifically crafted with an extra loop in the metal so they would never release if there were any tension on them at all. "Killed by safety clips," Rachel thought, not finding the irony the least bit amusing. "One more time," Talon yelled. Mustering all her energy and hope, Rachel twisted as far as she could and rammed both of her toes into the ice. Arching her back, she tried to lift all her weight onto her toes. Talon followed her lead until they were both angled roughly on their stomachs, the connection at the belt straining their harnesses. Talon rammed his toes down and Rachel arched further. The vibration sent shockwaves up her legs. She felt like her ankles were going to break. "Hold it! Hold it!" Talon contorted himself to release the Joker clip as their speed decreased. "Almost!" Rachel's crampon snapped. The metal cleats tore off of her boots and went tumbling backward into the night, bouncing over Corky. The balloon immediately lurched forward, sending Rachel and Talon fishtailing to one side. Talon lost his grasp on the clip. "Shit!" The Mylar balloon, as if angered, having been momentarily restrained, lurched forward now, pulling even harder, dragging them down the glacier toward the sea. Rachel knew they were closing fast on the cliff, although they faced danger even before the 100-foot drop into the Arctic Ocean. 3 huge snow berms stood in their path. Even protected by the padding and the Mark IX suits, the experience of launching at high speed up and over the snow mounds filled her with terror.